All right, Yabosai, say good morning. So we are continuing today on page 63. So just to reorient ourselves a little bit, remember, we're now up to Perek Dalet, fourth chapter. And remember, again, Rav Kashtiel Sefer lines up with Mesilas Yesharim, so this is Perek Dalet and Mesilas Yesharim as well. After we spent extensive time speaking about the Midah of Zehirus, the need for introspective contemplation, thought, self-thought. So now remember, we're trying to figure out how to acquire this particular midah. So what Ramchal introduced us to is that what Rav Kashdiel called the motivatsia, the motivation for acquiring this midah, depends on the nature of a person. There are some people ultimately, again, who are what Ramchal calls shlemi hadas, individuals, again, who are complete in their understanding. Now remember, again, as we pointed out last week, so complete in one's understanding in no way means that a person is complete, right? It doesn't mean that a person is perfect. Complete in understanding, we'll see, means that a person has a sincere desire and appreciates completion in life. And then again, there are other, and the way Rav Kashtiel did it essentially is there are the Shlemi Hadas, and there's everyone else. And in the category of everyone else, Rav Kashtiel posited that you could further subdivide that group. So let's analyze this. We actually did this a little bit on Friday, but let's begin with it again. So 63, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines down from the top. Ketzad ma'orim es ha-motivatzia etzel shlemi hadas. So if a person is in that first category of shlemi hadas, how does one awaken the motivation of the Shlemi Hadas to ultimately be a Zohir, to be a person who has Zihirus? So the Ramchal says, B'mashi yisparei lohem, ki rak ha-shlemus hu davar ha-ra'oi, she'yichamein mahem, velo zulas zeh. So we'll say, so the way the Shlemi Hadas ultimately acquire the Midah of Zihirus is by showing them that there is nothing more important in life than Shlemus. Now, the Ramchal is using an interesting word of Shlemus, which, again, we mentioned this on Friday a little bit, that if you ask most people in life, what is it that you want out of life? So people will say many different things. Ramchal would say the proper answer is shlemos. Because when a person is shlemi, when a person is complete, they have everything in life. They have everything. So on one hand, it makes sense. Everybody wants to be complete. Maybe the better word is whole. I want to be a whole person. Of course, the profound kasha is what? What does that mean? What does being a whole person look like? So, it's interesting. This is perhaps one of the most elusive things, because we often think we know what we need in order to be made whole. And then the interesting part is, once you have it, you still don't feel whole. V'havdol elef alfei rivei havdolos. So it's always been intriguing to me how sometimes you see these movie stars or pop culture stars who have more money than one could ever spend in one lifetime. They have more fame than one could ever spend in one lifetime. And yet, it's interesting that at the peak of their careers, they're not whole, and they seek out some type of spirituality. Like Lahavdil, like you see like Tom Cruise with Scientology. Right? Amazing thing, Madonna with her Kabbalah. You know, it's an amazing, amazing thing. Ramchal says that what Shlemi Hadas want is they want Shlemos. People want to feel whole. He says, and everybody understands that to feel whole, to feel complete, is the most important thing in life. V'she'in ra gadol mechasron ha-shlemos v'archaka mimenu. And there's nothing worse in life. This is interesting. This is the corollary. There's nothing worse in life than the feeling of not being whole, than the feeling of chison, the feeling of being incomplete. And after a person realizes this, and a person realizes the tools to which I could become, the tools through which I could become whole. And again, in a very general sense, so what are the tools ultimately that make me whole? Good deeds and positive character traits. A person will never want to go ahead and diminish these. In other words, so again, this is a progression. And it's interesting, by the way, how the progression begins. The progression begins by knowing, what do you want out of life? I'll say, I think we'd all agree that sometimes the greatest challenge we have, if you think about it, I wish I learned more. I wish I did more mitzvos. I wish I did, of course, I'd like to do more of everything. But sometimes the greatest challenge in life is not the behavioral one, but it's a cognitive one. In other words, what the Ramchal is saying is that the first step in this process of becoming whole is knowing that you want to be whole, is knowing that I want completion. See, the problem is often in life, I don't even know that I actually want that. And if I don't know that I want it, lav dafka, it's hard to work towards something that you don't necessarily know that you really want. So the first step is, I have to know that I want to be whole. I want to be shalom. Second step is identifying the things that allow me to reach that goal, what he calls the ma'asim tovim, the good deeds, the midos tovos, the positive character traits. He says, "Vada shalei tzatzim om bahamit ba'ila, ola hamtzayim, ola hakel b'ayim." And once I know the tools that ultimately lead me on the pathway to shleimus, I'm not going to want to cut corners. I'm not going to want to diminish. I'm going to want to go ahead and actualize or utilize those tools to the best of my ability. Ki kvar nispa'er etzlam shim emtzayim eila yim atu lahem. Because a person then begins to realize that if I don't use the tools enough, or if the tools are used but they're not used in the right way with full strength, a person will not acquire a real sense of completion. But rather, again, I will lose out on the completion corresponding to the weakness in which I utilize the tools. I will say, and for the Shlemi Hadas, ultimately, they are pained greatly. They are pained greatly by the possibility or by the sadness that they will not become whole, that they will be deficient. Al-Kain. Lo yivcharu ela laharbos mehem, o lahachmir bechol tinaehem, v'lo yanuchu yishketu midago midavar. Penyechsar mehem mashi yagia osam ala shlemos hashem chafetzim. So therefore says the Ramchal, for the first category of people, bottom of page 63, last two lines, which he calls the Shlemi Hadas. So for these types of individuals, what motivates them to engage in the Midah of Zihiros? It's a drive for shlemus, a drive for completion. I just want to be a whole person. Let's say, if you think about this, by the way, this sounds so poshut, but if you think about for just a moment, that imagine a person looks through life through this prism, and a person says, what I want in life, and it's interesting, is not holiness, is not spirituality, what I want is to be whole. But obviously, when you say that, to be a whole person requires all of those secondary, I need Torah, I need Chesed, I need Ruchnius, I need all of those things. So imagine for a moment if a person looks through their actions through this prism. In other words, that a person says, I'm faced with a particular opportunity to do something. So the fundamental shaila I ask myself is, will it make me more whole or will it diminish me? Will it make me a shalim? Or will it make me a chaser? And I only do stuff that'll make me a shalim, and I avoid anything in life that ultimately, again, will diminish from my shleimus. So says Zamchal, this is the highest level of people, what he calls the Shlemi Hadas. And I want to be clear. Shlemi Hadas, see, people mistranslate it. They think it means perfect people. Shlemi Hadas doesn't mean perfect people. Shlemi Hadas means people who value completion. People who value becoming whole. To those individuals who in life, the most important thing is, I want to be a shalim. To those individuals, they understand the importance of Zihirus, because Zihirus, which is the midah of contemplation, introspection, reflection, that's the tool through which I'm able to gauge what to do and what to avoid in life. As Mazeh Shlemi Hadas, so says Rav Kashtiel, so what is this Shlemos Hadas, this completion of Das, HaKavono Ananch Anoshim Darshe Shlemos. These are people who value Shlemos. Yesh Sug Shal Anoshim Shemosim Shlemos. There are people out there who want to be whole. There are people who want to be whole. They want Shlemos. Rotzim Tomit Shakol, page 64, Shakol Yiyem Mushlam. They want more than anything that everything in life that they will be complete. Him Rotzim Lahavin Kol Davar Adasov. They want to understand all things until the end. V'chashuv Lahem Shakol Yiyeh Be'emesh Shalim. And they truly value that everything in their lives, including themselves, should be complete. Anoshim Shadrisha Shelahem Klape Asmam Hema'od Gavos. These are people whose expectations of themselves are exceptionally high. Shlemos Ishis Gavah Ma'od Ze Eslam Adam. That ultimately, again, this need for personal completion is of a high priority. Betur Tivis Yeshlem Tivia Ubikuras Atzmis. Drisha Klape Ishu Shelahem Brahma Ma'od Gavah. These are self-aware people. Individuals who are always introspecting, individuals who are always analyzing their actions, individuals who are always looking at their actions through a microscope. Hatzara hachi gedola v'yuma sheyichola likros lahem ze shem yagishu shem lo shlemin. Their greatest fear in life is that at the end of the day, at 119 and 364 days, they're not going to feel complete. Because they're not going to feel complete. He says, "Shame asu davar betzur shalom ushlemes." They're afraid that they will have lived a life that wasn't complete. Zeme bechina sam kishalom. This would be a terrible, terrible downfall. Him anoshim sheyitzru laatzmam tevia shlemus. These are individuals who demand of themselves a sense of life completion. As ma tzarech lahagid laosam anoshim. So what is it that we could say to these individuals to help them achieve this level of shleimus? So we'll say, this is the first level. And this is an incredible, incredible idea. That here what Ramchal is saying, what Rav Kashtil is saying is, that this highest order of person is a person who just values shleimus. And the most important thing in life is that I'm able to really feel that I'm whole. Now, of course, there are a lot of people that go through life wanting to feel shalem. But wanting to feel shalem is only part of the equation. The other part of the equation is what? What do you believe ultimately will make you shalem? Because a person could say, I want to be shalem, and I know what's going to make me shalem is money. Money is very important. Money is very wonderful. Money is not going to make you feel shalem, right? Money could contribute to your happiness. Cannot give you happiness. But money could contribute. But again, so now, understanding that shlemos is a value, you know, like you see this a lot, and with this we're going to stop, but you hear this a lot, like people make bucket lists. So it's interesting what people put on their bucket list, you know, because essentially what's a bucket list? I mean, I wish someone would come up with like a different name for it. It sounds so morbid, but the idea is that these are the things I need to do in life before I leave this world to feel shalem. That's what it is. It's fascinating. It's a fascinating study of people to see what's on the bucket list. Meaning, I would encourage people, we should all make bucket lists, because that bucket list says, you know, what are the things I feel I need to do in life to be shalem, so that when I leave this world after 120, I feel like I lived ultimately a good life. So I'll say, so that's what the Ramchal is describing over here, and that's again this highest order level of people. The people who value shleimus ultimately, again, as the ikar in life. Ramchal is going to tell us tomorrow ultimately how to accomplish this. All right, we'll stop over, pick up middle of 64 tomorrow.